This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. military officers are telling Congress several thousand American troops should have been kept in Afghanistan to prevent a Taliban takeover. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
From Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley.
My assessment was back in the fall of 20, and it remained consistent throughout, that we should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that.
To Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie.
2,500 was an appropriate number to remain.
Both stressed those were their personal opinions and would not say what advice they actually gave President Biden before he ordered all troops to leave. At a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, Tom Cotton asked Milley why he didn't resign if the president ignored his advice.
The president doesn't have to agree with that advice. He doesn't have to make those decisions just because we're generals.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea says it tested a new hypersonic missile. AP correspondent Mike Grassi with details.
North Korea says it has successfully tested a new weapon, a hypersonic missile it implied is being developed as nuclear capable. The announcement came a day after the South Korean and Japanese military said they detected North Korea firing a ballistic missile into the sea. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said the launch did not pose an immediate threat. The latest launch by North Korea followed two rounds of missile tests earlier this month. At the UN General Assembly Monday, North Korea's UN ambassador demanded the Biden administration permanently end joint military exercises with South Korea. I'm Mike Grossia.
A panel commissioned by the World Health Organization has identified more than 80 alleged cases of sex abuse implicating at least 21 WHO staffers during its response to an Ebola outbreak in Congo, making it the biggest ever sex abuse scandal in the UN history. This is VOA News. Nurses and hundreds of other staff members will soon begin wearing panic buttons at a Missouri hospital in the U.S. where assaults on workers tripled after the onset of COVID-19 pandemic. The Cox Medical Center Branson is using grant money to add buttons to identification badges worn by up to 400 employees who work in the emergency room and inpatient hospital rooms. A February report cited hundreds of COVID-19 related attacks worldwide. The White House is continuing its push to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While there's been a lot of recent attention on booster shots, the White House says it's still trying to reach the 25% of Americans who still haven't gotten their first shot, even though they're eligible. But COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients says vaccinations are on the rise.
We will hit an important milestone, 200 million adults with at least one shot.
There has been a new motivation, with many municipalities and large businesses starting to require vaccines for employment. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says right now COVID cases are down.
The seven-day average of hospital admissions is approximately 8,500 per day, and the seven-day average of daily deaths is 1,300 per day.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Mexican officials have opened a mammoth reception center for migrants near the Guatemala border, trying to ease a backlog in Mexico's asylum system and the resulting frustrations that drove thousands of applicants to head toward the U.S.-Mexico-U.S. border. The center opened Tuesday by the Mexican Commission for Refugee Assistance with the help of Mexico's National Guard and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. It's targeting those who have made initial applications for protected status in Mexico, but they've waited months for an initial interview. The commission's local delegate says that the site outside a soccer stadium and the one city can handle as many as 2,000 people daily. The previously huge crowds packed the streets around the commission's downtown offices. Recapping one of our top stories, top U.S. military officers, in fact, at least two, have told the U.S. Congress several thousand American troops should have been kept in Afghanistan to prevent the Taliban takeover. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.